President Obama directed the Environmental Protection Agency today to reconsider a Bush-era decision that stopped California and more than a dozen other states from setting their own stricter limits on auto emissions. 13 other states have adopted California's rules, and 4 others are considering them. Florida is one of those 4 states. Jerry Karnes is the Florida Climate Project Director with the Environmental Defense Fund. He says that Governor Charlie Crist has been a very vocal leader on the California Clean Car Standard.
In his first climate change summit in 2007, this was one of the executive orders that he signed. He directed the Department of Environmental Protection to begin drafting a rule for Florida to join the Clean Car Consortium of States and adopt the California rule, with the idea that once the waiver was granted, that Florida would become one of the clean car states. Now, in last year during the legislative session, an amendment was added to the energy bill that passed last year that required that rule to come back to the legislature when it was completed for ratification. So the DEP went through the what's called the Environmental Regulatory Commission, and they developed the rule. They faced intense opposition and lobbying from the automobile manufacturers, the automobile dealers here in Florida, and the ERC in early December voted to approve the rule. This is a commission that oversees environmental rulemaking in Florida. They voted 6-1, an overwhelming majority. It was ironic that the day they voted on the California Clean Car Standard, the CEOs of the auto companies were in Washington with their hands out begging for bailout money.
And the auto industry, of course, has been complaining that California's rules would hurt the industry and the economy. But obviously, by the president's comments, as well as his signing the legislation, the executive order today, he's disputing that. And he's saying, and also talking about his stimulus plan, how he really believes there's a nexus between environmental protection and economic stimulus.
Well, I'll give you a Florida-based example. Under the corporate average fuel economy standards, which is called CAFE, which are good things, but they're not emission standards. They're average fuel consumption standards. They require cars to be produced as flex fuel vehicles. Not all cars, but a certain segment of the cars nationally have to be what's called flex fuel, meaning they can use some sort of biofuel or ethanol. However, there's nothing that mandates that those flex fuel vehicles ever in the lifetime of the vehicle have to use one drop of ethanol. They can meet their CAFE mandate, their corporate average fuel economy mandate, by producing these flex fuel vehicles, and they never have to use a drop of biofuel. However, under the California law, the California rule, cars that actually use ethanol or a biofuel get credit under this rule. And so this is a jumpstart to the biofuel industry, not only nationally, but particularly in Florida. We just had an announcement last week by Likes Brothers, one of the largest landowners in the state, that they're building a 36 million gallon cellulosic ethanol. And cellulosic ethanol is widely perceived to be the most climate-friendly ethanol, much better than corn ethanol. It's really a next-generation biofuel that could produce a tremendous job and economic opportunities in Florida, not only in our ag sector, but if you look at the entire economic value and kind of supply chain of ethanol, that's going to be important for distribution, for dealers, for manufacturing. It's a big deal for Florida. So this rule could help jumpstart our biofuel and ag sector at a time when we really could use that type of jumpstart. So this is really a jobs bill here for Florida in a very important economic sector that's been getting increasingly small and increasingly hurt in the global marketplace.